Already this year, the state has recorded more than 1,400 cases of the disease officially known as pertussis. That's twice the number recorded last year, and about five times as many cases as in 2002. More frequent and accurate diagnoses account for part of its prevalence, but public health officials say the upswing of whooping cough cases concerns them. Dan Hoffensperger directs Wisconsin's immunization program. He says the disease needs to be caught early and can be especially hard on infants.
It gets to the point where they cough so hard they can't catch their breath. And that's where they try to catch their breath, and that's where the word whoop comes from, because it's a very telltale sign.
Wisconsin's chief medical officer, Dr. Jeffrey Davis, says the state is warning schools to watch out for whooping cough as kids return to class. He says people should be particularly suspicious of it in communities with several reported cases.
If a person does have signs and symptoms of a respiratory illness and knows that they were exposed to somebody with pertussis, clearly that's a situation that needs to be followed up.
Southeastern Wisconsin has recorded a high number of whooping cough cases this year, especially in Washington, Ozaukee, and Racine counties. It's also been prevalent in Barron and Rusk counties in the northern part of the state. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.